Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be like Daniel. Yeah. I wanna be like Paul. Hey.
I just wanna serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I wanna serve you, Lord.
Yeah.
I do everything that I can.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way.
you got, that's all you got.
Good morning, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. I thank God for you this morning. Yes, this is Real Talk with Pastor E, New and Improved. We are going to be exploring in the month of February mental health and its effects in our communities, in our states, and in our nation, then the world. I want you to join me and others for a variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic principles based on ongoing issues in this current day. Yes, family, the disclosure is we are fully devoted to Jesus. We believe that the door of salvation is always open to those in search of the truth. And with open arms, our ministry demonstrates God's love and concern for our fellow man at every opportunity. Yes, through works of charity and by actions in love, we feel that we are walking in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, and we will reach the lost and unsaved of our communities. And of our world. Amen. Yes, we're back. Real Talk with Pastor E is back. God has instructed us to come back twice a month in the beginning stages, the first and the third Saturday morning, 8 a.m. Pacific, 9 a.m. Mountain, 10 a.m. Central, and 11 a.m. on the East Coast, that we can have common discussions on some of the issues that we're dealing with mental health. Now, most people ask the question, you know, what is mental health? Well, mental health is the state of being out of your mind, basically. Basically not having all of your emotional, your physical, or your social well-being in place, and it affects how we think, how we feel, and how we act. Excuse me. Now, we want to be realistic here on Real Talk, so we're not going to be very churchy. We are going to rely on God as always because Jesus is the source of our everything, but we really want to get into the discussions of emotional, physical, and social mental state. We see it on our corners. We see it in grocery stores. We see it all around, and it really can affect each and every one of us because the way somebody else thinks, feels, and acts can now result into an encounter with myself or with you. Mental health is at an all-time high. Mental health, whether you know it or not, it helps us one way or another handle stress. It defines on how we relate to others and how we make choices. Now, in our teaching, we share here that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he, Proverbs 23 and verse 5. And we see that in the mentality of our brain is the source of our actions. We've been taught and led by the word of God that we should think first, then feel, then act. But most people that are dealing with emotional or mental disorders normally act, think, and then feel. And it's in a imploding situation, imploding, meaning it's coming from the inside in and destroying everything that we're centered around. Our thinking is the center of everything. Our thinking is the control panel. Our brain, our thinking is the computer, the hard drive that allows us to make these conscious choices, whether unconscious or conscious. So we want to really, like I said, dig deep. We want to look at all four types of mental health, which we've already given that. But for some that are not aware, you may want to write these down. We're going to be looking at mood disorders. Some people call it depression or bipolar, anxiety disorders, personality disorders, psychotic disorders, eating disorders, trauma-related disorders, and substance abuse disorders, which all kind of come from mental health and the state of your mental health. Excuse me. Yes, sinuses are off the chain today. It's a nice day, beautiful day here, but it seemed like the pollen is everywhere. So what do we do as believers? Okay, we want to always be available. We always want to present you know a solution to issues. But are we just sitting back on the sideline watching this epidemic? This is a true epidemic of mental health, because in most of our environments that we work with in our ministry, which is the homeless area, which is the needy area, which is the unwanted area, 60% of those people are affected by a mental disorder in their life. The other 40% are also affected by mental health because of being in the same environment. So then you got two forces that eventually end up being bent together just because of their social situation or their living situation or their abuse situation. We got to remember, abuse is very strong in that. Now, let's talk about in America. In America, statistics say that over 47.1 million in the U.S. are living with mental health conditions. See, that number increased by over 1.5 million over the last year's report. And about 10% of the youth in the U.S. have a severe depression, and that was a result of COVID-19. I don't know if you guys remember, in the beginning, don't vaccinate kids. No, the kids are going to be okay. No, the kids will be safe. No, don't send the kids to school. No, put them on virtual learning, when most of them in-person learning were having a problem. And that gap came in where there was too much free time, too much idle time, too much unaccountable time, where our youth have taken a dive backwards. We were growing, but it went backwards. Yes, we got affected, and we've all experienced COVID-19 one way or another. Through somebody next to us, by somebody we know, by someone that we know that knew someone, that we've all been affected and have had a effect. Now, I'm saying being affected by it, but now it affects us because we now have a spirit of fear. Well, the Bible says that we have not been given a spirit of fear, but of power and sound mind. But if you see, the sound mind is being taken out of our community. The sound mind is being erased out of our country. The sound mind is being taken out of our world. And so if you look at America, can you imagine other countries? And I was talking to a friend the other day that served in the military and that has traveled the world also. And we looked at each other and said, you know, we don't know how bad people really have it in this world. Poverty is 50, 100 times worse than here in America. And you say, what? Worse than Skid Row? Worse than under the bridge? Yes, because their lifestyle is poverty. So can you imagine the state of this world? So what do? Do we just sit back and continue to be a praying church, well, that's good too. But a praying church that's not acting out the prayer, which is to go and help, to go and listen. I learned a lesson the other day in this realm of mental health, is that most of the time we just need to be heard, that we could get it out and that we could release it. But most people always want to give us the answer or give us the solution or give us the book or give us the course or give us something instead of letting us release and get out these things that hinder us, these things that are destroying our communities. Yes, mental health is a reason for crime going up. Mental health is the reason for murders going up. Mental health is the reason. Mental health is the reason because our society has taken more to the healing of the mind through drugs than the healing of the mind through Jesus Christ. I can't forget it. I won't stop shouting it, and I won't let it be known. The answer to everything is Jesus Christ. I shared yesterday on Wake Up. Do we really know the power of the name Jesus Christ? It fixes things. It changes things. So I want us to use that name to help us become more stronger, for us to become more aware, for us to become more conscious that it's just not about us, but what about my brother? Oh, we preach that sermon all the time too. Love your love your enemy, love your neighbor, love your next door, love everybody. But if you love me, then you should have a care for me and a care for my well-being. Well, I love you. And the reason why we are diving into mental health is because not many people are talking about it. I mean, they say, you know, prior to COVID-19, I wanted to share these, 19.86% of adults experience mental health. That's equivalent to nearly 50 million Americans. Suicidal it continues to increase among adults in the U.S. It's like 4.5% of adults reporting having serious thoughts of suicide. That's an increase of 664,000 people just from last year's data. Pandemic, this state, this position that we find ourselves in is nationwide. This just isn't in the big cities. This just isn't in the middle city. This is in every city, and probably even more in smaller cities. Now we have to ask this question because we want to start in at number one. It says the number one mental illness that is impacting an estimated 300 million people. 300 million people is depression. It's the most common mental disorder, and unfortunately, the statistics say it affects women more than men. Wow, it affects women more than men. Wow. I hope my brother out there heard that. It affects women more. It generally affects women more than men. Now, let's not disregard men that are experiencing depression, but it generally affects women more. Wow. What a place to start. Depression. What is depression? When you don't feel like you can accomplish. What is depression? When you feel like you're no good. What is depression? Depression is sin. Now, we've all sinned. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. I don't care how holy sanctified you may sound and how loud you can get and how much you can clap. Myself as well has dealt with depression. Oh, I heard a bunch of amens in the spirit. Depressing to, I mean, you just, things you go, let's not even talk about whys, but just think of, let me ask this question out loud. Just think of some of the stuff that you go through daily that you really have to encourage yourself so you're not sitting in a state of depression. That's the reason why I preach as much as I preach, as much as I study, as much as I stay in the word, to avoid depression. And don't feel bad if I just, it seemed like the brick just hit you upside the head. Don't feel bad that it seemed like that you've been exposed. No, this is reality, that we all are dealing with this, and we have to be open to share with one another. So I'll be the first to say, yes, I fight depression. Most people would look at me and say, oh, no, he would never do that. He would never, don't ever over or underestimate what can happen in this world. So this morning, what about you? Want to talk about it? Anybody want to dial one and get into this discussion about mental health and the disease and the issues that are in our society that maybe we've been overlooking? Maybe we've just been putting to the side? Or is it really time to man up, woman up, child up, everybody? And nobody is excluded. Come on, let's keep that real. No one is excluded. No one, from our youth, our children, and you know something else. I don't know if you've ever looked at your this is something I learned later in my studies this morning, but I have to say this before we open the line. I'm not even looking at the board to see who's on right now. So as I click over and you dial, if you dial one, your hand will be up, and we will enter you into this conversation. But do you know that mental health services don't cover your children on your insurance? Do we ever think about looking at that in our health insurance? Is that, am I covered for mental health issues? Or is that going to cost me a copay? Or is that going to cost me more? Just a question. But 8.1% of children that had private insurance that did not cover mental health services, that was totaling 950,000 youth. I don't like pointing fingers, but that's one of the statistics that maybe that's why that young man shot up. Maybe that's why that young man stood in the middle of, and had a gunfight with police in the middle of Inglewood. Maybe that's the reason why that the young lady, the successful lawyer, the successful model, the successful universe queen or whatever she was, beauty queen, that jumped off the ledge. Just a question. Come on, dial one. Get in the conversation. Let's talk about it. Area code 423, last four, 5373. You're live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning, Pastor E. This is Rhonda White.
Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I am good.
Amen, amen. Well, this must have been a hot topic because you dialed one. Woo! Y'all know Minister Rhonda. Minister Rhonda been around the ministry a long time, but she has never dialed one, and this must be an awesome topic to pull that out. Come on, share with us this morning.
Well, you know, Pastor, I have dealt with depression most of my life and suicidal tendencies for a long time. Not as much now. Now I'm with Jesus, so I just call on him when the enemy tries to put that in my mind. But it is a subject that is passionate about. I work with a lot of kids and I see, I notice some of the things that I've went through that they're going through. And some will talk to me and some won't, and that's okay. I'm there for them no matter what. So I understand that dark place, and it's very, very dark.
And it's real, too, isn't it?
Yes, it's very real. I've attempted 3 times. Uh,
Amen. We're praying with you. We're praying with you.
Yeah, give me strength. Because I don't want to get all emotional.
Well, Heavenly Father God, we just take a moment and say thank you. We thank you for strength right now. We thank you for your spirit, Lord. We thank you that as more come and as it gets more in depth and as the emotions come out, Lord, let us be free to release that this bondage can be removed. We thank you today, Heavenly Father God, that as we rely on you completely, that you have your way right now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. What I was going to say is I asked the Lord to help me to understand. And he revealed to me when I was in second grade. That was the first time those thoughts came to me. And it all, I believe it all came from being bullied. From kids. They were mean. I do remember that part. They were mean to me. I was a sheltered kid. I'm the youngest of eight. My parents, you know, they were older, so they sheltered me a lot. And when I got into the school, well, you know, kids were mean to me. And I'm not saying I wasn't ugly. I don't remember that part. I just remember I was a little bit chubby. They were mean to me. I wasn't rich, so they were, you know, they made fun of how I dressed. So that affected me as I got older.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so I dealt with that a lot. I got into drugs, alcohol. Just went down a spiraling place. It was ugly. But I'm thankful for the Now Network. I am. I'm very thankful that I got to start listening to you about, I don't know, 7-8 years ago. I'm not real sure. Some of it was hard for me to wrap my head around. So I really had to pray and ask the Lord to help me because I didn't think like that. You know, I would go to church and I'd say, Lord, you know, here I am. Well, I thought I had to be perfect right off the bat. Nobody ever told me that it was okay that you go in steps, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It comes off in steps. So that helped me out. And today I am stronger. Because I'm starting to realize that it's okay to talk about it. I used to be ashamed,
yeah.
But it's okay to talk about it. And it's okay to let people know. And, you know, I used to worry about what are they going to think? What are they going to say? I don't anymore. And today's a big step for me.
Hallelujah.
So, anyway, we are proud of you.
We are proud of you. But I wanted to ask you a question because you mentioned that you encounter a lot of youth. Can you see the effect? Are you a listener or are you a talker?
Are you dealing with the kids?
I need to listen. So I was picking up in my spirit. So how does that work? I mean, do you see the effect of being? Because I know you probably have maybe had been in both seats or maybe trying to administer help and then listening just to the problem. Where does it work better, when you just listen or you try to tell them what to do?
Oh, when I listen, because they're needing to get it out. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope somebody heard that out there.
You know, yeah, we got to listen to them. Because, you know, they got to get it out, just like we do when we're going through stuff. We got to get it out. And then I'm always praying as they're telling me what's going on, you know, if I need to speak or if I need to be silent, how can I help them? And that, you know, I had a girl, her name, well, I'm not going to say her name. Anyway, I had a young lady that was going through some situations with her mom, and she's angry, and she didn't want to forgive her mom. You know, and I explained to her that forgiveness is not for her mom, it's for her so she can move forward. And this young lady, she also went through some trauma. She got raped, and it's just really sad, but she come to me and was telling me all this, and I listened to her, and we got her help. And then just a few days ago, they were taking their STAR test. And she's had trouble, you know, getting past it and learning, and I get that part. But she came through the library, and she said, "Hey, Miss White." And I was like, "Yeah, what's up, girl?" She said, "I passed, and I almost mastered it." I was like, "You go, girl. I knew you could do it." It was just so awesome.
That's awesome.
You know?
That's awesome. Well, we appreciate you chiming in this morning, Rhonda, and sharing with us. We're going to expect more in the weeks to come, because I know you'll hear some other subjects that will really hit you that you can maybe give a word of encouragement this morning. Amen. Let's go to the next caller, and we'll bring you back, Rhonda. Hold on. This is not just a bye. This is just to get everybody a chance to get in, and then we'll come back. We'll come back at the end and say goodbye. Amen. Eric Cole, 323,
Amen.
Last 4, 8437. You are live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
God bless you, Pastor E. I was really encouraged by what Sister Rhonda said. I know that it starts from the childhood. You know, healthy children make healthy adults. You know, I'm a talker, so I'm in the field because I work with, you know, some of the biggest homeless community in the nation. So, you know, I deal with a lot of mental health. I experienced mental health myself, too. At one time, I was diagnosed as manic depression. And what I try to always ask people is, what is your diagnosis or what have you been diagnosed? Then I ask them, do you believe in the diagnosis? Because you have to agree. Some people have been misdiagnosed. I know you mentioned about the pageant queen that committed suicide. And they say, researchers say that most people that deal with manic depression, especially males, it usually starts off as onset around their teenage years, you know, 15, 16, 17, stuff like that. But, you know, a lot of people, a lot of us, and this next generation that's coming behind us, you know, people experience trauma, you know, anxieties and stuff, and then people are not diagnosed and not treated. You know, and I see, you know, my years of experience and what I'm learning something, it can be due with diet. I remember Rhonda mentioned about forgiveness, you know, abuse by kids. You know, some kids, most kids, people are, you know, we some of us adults, we all come from dysfunction. And most of us as adults, we're trying to protect our kids and grandkids, and we want them to be healthy. But we, you know, we've had our traumas and things that we're still recovering from, you know, even though you could be a spirit-filled Christian, love God, not sinless, but sinless. You know, we still have things that can trigger, you know, just behavior, impulsive behavior, and all kind of stuff that we think we're ready for and may not be ready for when the time comes and how we respond.
Right.
But I believe that forgiveness has a lot to do with healing. I believe unforgiveness can be like cancer. I believe it can cause mental illness. And you know, we've been out there before. We know that, you know, we know drugs and alcohol cause mental illness. And the way they used to treat it back in the past, you know, if you had enough money, you could sign over and get you a shock treatment, you know, or a lobotomy. They can work on your brain to try to keep you from using drugs. But I love what Sister White said. You know, she come to God, she asked God for understanding. I'm a more of a talker because, you know, I feel I got all the answers. I believe that I know that listening is the best. You know, we know everything. Let us tell it. So,
yeah,
you know,
right,
I know about Jesus, and I know that he rose from the dead. Paul said, that's all I know is Christ and him crucified. But I think I know some things just from trial and error, not so much of reading it in the book, you know?
Right.
I'm talking about experience. But I do believe
exactly
that people found mine. I do believe that our young people that's walking the streets aimlessly, I've been there before. I know that you know, coming to Christ restored my mind. He was my counselor. And then, you know, I know the family, we got to educate the police. The police need to be educated because people, some people are living in kind of fear. And, you know, the response to fear is flight, freeze, or fight, you know. And so people need help, and they, and that dialogue needs to continue to be enhanced on a larger level, more dialogue with people, more talk, because the more people talk, the better they can come to an understanding and be sensitive of other people's, you know, things we just don't know. That's why we learn something every day. But I believe that God can restore sound mind to people. I believe that some people may need medication. Medication can be lower. I believe that people can't sleep at night. I believe that they can't function. You know, there's mild depression, there's moderate depression, there's moderate mental illness, there's severe mental illness. And some people need help, but they got people that work at down the street at the White House somewhere making $200,000 or $300,000 a year with mental health issues, but they work on mental health, you know. And so we can help save our people and, you know, keep them from those isolation and those demonic thoughts. I believe it was some depression and other things chemically with that young lady that committed suicide, but I believe it was a demon also involved. And so that's where they always have these discussions in the community, you know, the therapeutic community and the religious community, the spiritual community is, you know, is it a demon? It could be a combination of all kinds of things. But people, I love what she said. I'm letting somebody else share, but I love what she said about Pastor E about listening to kids, because people only open up to people they trust, and it takes time to build trust because the people that we love are the ones that hurt us the most, you know. So it's hard to meet some new stranger and say, I could just trust you and tell you all about my problems. So God guides her to the right place. Her steps are ordered.
Amen.
Pastor,
how are you, sir?
I'm doing good, Doctor, by the grace of God. I'm doing good. Amen. I seen your invite this morning, so I say, let me get on since I'm an early riser, and I got men's prayer at 10, you know, so I'm trying to get a proper wake up. You know, I don't wake up to short dogs and Old English anymore and a pack of food at the team. I got a proper wake up where you got wake up with Jesus. It's the right thinking, you know.
Don't we have a testimony?
Yes, sir. I still have addictive behavior, but I'm trying to get addicted to reading and studying my Bible and keeping my mouth closed at the right time.
Come on. You sound like me. Amen. Bless you,
yes,
God. We love you.
God bless you, Doctor.
Amen. Pastor Terry, come on in. You are live on Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning, saints. Praise the Lord, Pastor E. And, I'm listening to Minister Rhonda and Pastor Dwight, and I'm saying the timing of God, Pastor E, for him to give you that revelation to bring back Real Talk in these times that we are in. First is third Saturdays, because Real Talk, you started off, Pastor E, this morning with depression to kick it off. And in COVID, I enjoyed Minister Rhonda's testimony, you know, with the kids, listening to them and encouraging them. And Pastor E, you said something with women. Women that have the highest rate of depression, and women carry a big load as mothers. I'm not a mother, but women as mothers carry an extra load, and then a lot of it has to do with hormones. But you know what, Pastor E, as you guys were speaking and just ministering, some of us may be living with depression issues underlying and not know it. Some of us may have a family history of depression. So this, you know, we have to talk about it. And I heard Minister Rhonda said, when you get through things is when you talk about it. And you open up yourself to the Lord, you know, because in COVID, like, there's been many cases increasing. I heard Pastor Lewis said, increasing with increased alcohol and drug use. We fight out here, you know, when we see people out here in the streets and they talking out of their head, it's the voices. We all hear voices. Pastor, you know, you've been teaching on this for a long time. That's why he said, mm-hmm. my sheep know my voice and we follow him. Because the other voice is going to be speaking in your head if you don't know Jesus. So I said, praise God.
You better say that.
That you'll be listening to the wrong voice if you don't know the voice of God. So, you know, we have to all get closer in our relationship, solidify our own one-on-one relationship in him through his word. You know what? As you were speaking, Pastor E, and the panel was speaking, I shared on for the women. I shared 18 scriptures, and everybody can use this. He said, encourage yourself in the Lord, in the Lord through his word. So I shared on the broadcast, our page, I shared 18 scriptures. You can open the word of God no matter what we go up through in our life, in our circumstances, in this time in COVID. You can open his word. His word will calm us when we trust in him. It will give us the peace. He said the peace that's going to pass all understanding, the peace of God. Spending time alone with him and his word. Pastor, this real talk, setting it up, depression. Some believers, we may be walking around with, they say, levels of depression, mid-low level. Oh, my God. You know, glory
Ooh,
to God for this
now.
Platform. Ooh, glory to God for this platform. Because they say when you talk with, people think you're crazy when you're having conversations and you're praying to the Lord. I'm not crazy. I'm talking to my Father. Oh, yeah. I'm listening. You said listening for his direction. My God, praise
what?
God.
They can call me crazy. Look, they can call me crazy for praying to God. I'm all right
praying.
With that. Call
yes,
me crazy.
Yes.
But I'm gonna
yes.
talk to my Lord.
I heard that, Pastor. Keep talking. Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
I'm gonna talk to my Father. That's the only way I can make it. You know.
Hallelujah.
And see, this is Rich. God bless you. Pastor Terry for sharing.
God bless you all
us.
Too. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Come on, we got a few more minutes. Anybody else out there want to get in this conversation? It's hot. This is a hot one today. We are talking about mental health issues and mental depression and many other things that we will be talking about. Well, family, it's been great this morning. Look, we've had a full panel. Three to me is full. Two really. He says when there's two gathered, he's in the midst. So we had already broke the numbers, but we had four on the panel today. Maybe God will be speaking to you next week to be more open. We will accept any anonymous callers that don't want your name put out there. That's why we only describe your first three and your last four of your phone number. We do have a green room also that we can securely talk to you about maybe something you would want me to talk about in the moment. So do not ever disregard dialing one. You can dial one and say, meet me in the green room, and I'll turn it over to Pastor Terry and meet you in the green room, and then we'll come back and talk about that. Now, this is an assignment for everybody. We'll be back in 2 weeks. Oh, wait a minute. We'll be back in 2 weeks. The third Saturday of February, continuing with mental health. We're going to stay on depression for these first two episodes. Tell somebody, share with somebody, let them know that there is a platform that they can be heard. There is a platform that they can find resolve. And there is a platform of some people just like them that have maybe made it through these situations that can offer some wise and healthy advice. Amen. Family, we love you guys. We thank you for joining us today. This has been an awesome reboot, restart, but yes, new and improved. We're going to talk about real stuff here on Real Talk with Pastor E, and we're going to find real solutions. Now, solution one today, Jesus. Solution number two, Jesus. Selection number three, Jesus. And every selection you make should be Jesus. And I guarantee you, you will see the light out of darkness, and you will become the light in darkness that others cannot follow you but follow Christ. We love you. We thank God for you. Real Talk with Pastor E. We will talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Enjoy your Saturday. Tell somebody about Jesus and what he's done for you.
Family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining us for our daily programming, and we sincerely thank you for your participation, prayers, and presence. If our ministries have been effective in blessing your growth in Christ, please join our covenant givers at Provoke2000Now.com to make all financial donations. Provoke2000Now.com. Again, we thank you for your willingness to covenant and to assist with the outreach ministry programs of the Now Network and P2P Ministries. With your help, we are able to respond and to meet the needs of the people and the communities that we serve. We pray that your life has been changed, rearranged, and transformed by the renewing of your mind. In Jesus' name.